Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the Northwest London Christian Church, we have been preaching and teaching through the book of Hebrews, but those lessons can't cover everything, so these podcasts are digging a bit deeper. Today we're in Hebrews chapter 11, verses 11 and 12. They read, "By faith, Abraham, even though he was past age and Sarah herself was barren, was enabled to become a father, because he considered him faithful who had made the promise. And so from this one man, and he as good as dead, came descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as countless as the sand on the seashore." Well, what promises are we talking about here? These amazing promises that he refers to in his letter to the Hebrews. The great promise. He considered him faithful who had made the promise. Which promise? Well, the promises to Abraham, for example, Genesis 12, verse 2. "I will make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing." And then that promise was developed. Genesis 13, verse 16. "I will make your offspring like the dust of the earth, so that if anyone could count the dust, then your offspring could be counted." And then further development of the promise, Genesis 15, verse 5. "He took him outside and said, 'Look up to the heavens and count the stars, if indeed you can count them.' Then he said to him, 'So shall your offspring be.'" Can you imagine being given those promises? And it's a bit like that sometimes in the Christian life, that at the beginning, when you become a Christian, you receive all the promises, but you don't get to see them all, or you don't yet fully understand them. The promise of salvation, the promise of the gift of the Holy Spirit, the promise of being a child of God, they're all, I think, quite obvious early on. But then as we go along in the Christian life, further promises become more real to us, become more relevant to us. And depending on what we go through in our life, certain promises become more significant, like God's presence with us or his comfort that is available to us during times of trial and especially of grief. And a bit like that with Abraham, God revealed further promises. And what are we learning about faith here? As the writer is using this example of Abraham to encourage the people he's writing to, what is exactly the point? Well, perhaps it's that Abraham learned how to be dependent, faithfully dependent upon God. He himself could not achieve these promises. He couldn't make his descendants as like dust or stars or sand on the seashore. He wasn't able to do that, and neither was he able to have a child. He was old, his wife was barren, he was past age, as it says quite delicately here in verse 11, and verse 12, less delicately, as good as dead. And despite this, he depended upon God. Certainly, Abraham and Sarah struggled a little bit at times through the waiting for that promise to come to fruition. Sarah laughed in Genesis 18, "I am worn out, my master is old, will I now have this pleasure?" And there's a little bit of skepticism in her voice, perhaps, and certainly doubt. And yet they persevere, both of them, through this time, through ups and downs, and there is faith. A faith that dreams that it can be, as God has said, that dreams that it will all be worth it. And of course we know the story of Abraham and Sarah, and that in the end they did receive that son, and he did become numerous through his offspring, and we are part of that heritage thousands and thousands of years later. If that doesn't encourage us to persevere in our faith, then nothing will. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 13. Until then, if you'd like to know more about our church, you can find us at nwlcc.org. My email is malcolm.cox@iccmissions.org. My Twitter feed is mccx. And if you want to find us in iTunes, just type that at mccx into the search bar, look under podcasts, and there we are. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.